This morning, I'm going to preach on gains and losses.
我今天早上讲到的题目是得与失。
Some modern translations like to use the more modern terms, assets and liabilities, but I would like to stick with Paul's own terminology.
在一些现代的翻译有不同的用法，但是早上的时候，我愿意用那个保罗他自己在这里所用的说法。
First, however, I would like to comment on the way many of us study the letters of Paul.
在开始的时候，我想呢，先对我们中间很多人学习保罗书信的方式发表一点自己的看法。
We like to follow the Bible, the order that is the Bible, but this is a mistake.
我们常常愿意按照圣经的次序来读圣经。在读保罗书信的时候，这个不是很恰当的。
Romans is probably the last of the original 10 letters in the Pauline collection.
比如说罗马书是早期保罗书信中最后的一卷，最后的一卷。
The Bible arranges Paul's letters according to the length, and Romans is the first. Because it is the longest.
但是在圣经中呢，却是把罗马书放在最前面，是因为圣经中保罗书信是按照书信的长短来排列的。
Philippians and Galatians written about 20 to 25 years before Romans.
腓立比书和加拉太书比罗马书大约早20到25年。
So to adequately understand Romans,You need the background provided, at least in Philippians and Galatians.
所以说呢，如果我们要更好的理解罗马书的话，你需要对腓立比书和加拉太书的背景有一些了解。
Last week, I spoke about the Judaizers in Galatians.
在上周的讲道里面，我讲到了加拉太教会中，犹大派基督徒的问题。
In Philippians, the same Judaizers have followed Paul to Philippi and are causing trouble.
这些犹大派的人，他们跟着保罗来到了腓立比，然后在腓立比教会也造成了一些麻烦。
However, in Philippians, Paul is not quite so rough with them because the church at Philippi is not in immediate danger of following these Judaizers.
在这里呢，保罗他没有对他们太严厉，因为他们还没有对腓立比的教会造成直接的威胁。
As you may remember, the Judaizers want to force Paul's Christian converts into being circumcised and becoming Jewish Christians.
也许大家还记得，这些犹大派的人，他们强迫那些跟随保罗的基督徒受割礼。然后要变成犹太的基督徒。
Also, Philippians was probably written before Galatians, because Paul does not insist on presenting himself as an apostle who was called by God.
同时呢，腓立比书很有可能比那个成书比加拉太书早一些，因为在书里面保罗并没有特意强调他使徒的身份。
After Galatians, Paul always claims that he is an apostle of God.
而在加拉太书之后，保罗他总会强调他是基督的使徒。
There are four letters where Paul does not start his letter by stating that he is an apostle.
而只有在四封书信里面，保罗在信首没有讲他使徒的身份。
Everyone agrees that 1st and 2nd Thessalonians are the earliest letters of Paul, and Philemon is a very short personal note from Paul to an old friend.
一般公认，帖撒罗尼迦前后书是保罗最早的书信，而腓立门书是保罗给老朋友的一封短信。
As I go along, I would like you to follow my own translations, which is in your bulletin. And I will welcome any suggestions as to how I can improve it.
在接下来我想请大家用我个人的译本，这个在大家手上都有，也请大家对译本多提一些建议。
I begin with the verse 1 with the words, As for what remains to be said.
在第一个词这里我译作我还有话说，这个呢是与中文的译本是一样的。
Most translations use the term finally.
在多数的英文译本中都是翻译成 finally, 最后。
The Greek term literally means as for the rest.
而希腊文它的字面的意思是余下的。
It is true that in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11, this term should be translated as finally.
在哥林多后书十三章十一节这里呢，这个词确实应当是翻作最后的。
However, in Acts chapter 27 verse 20, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 6, chapter 4 verse 2, chapter 7 verse 29, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 1, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1,We cannot use finally.
但是呢，在使徒行传二十七章二十节，在哥林多前书第一章十六节、四章二节等处，我们不能用这个翻译。
We need to use such terms as for the rest, or as of what remains to be said.
合适的翻译应当是我还有话说，或者并且这样的译法。
The translation of the Greek term depends on the context.
对这些希腊文的翻译应当根据上下文的意思来看。
Then in continue, Paul seemed to be apologizing for repeating what he had said before he had said, but he said that his warningis a safety net for the Philippian church.
接下来保罗似乎有为再一次重复他前面讲过的话有道歉的意思，但是他说他的警告是对教会的一个保护网。
Most translators use the term safeguard, but the term actually means literally security from stumbling or fallingA security from danger.
在这里多数的译者用的是警卫的意思，但是这里的意思是警戒，不要跌倒，或者是对危险的一个警惕。
Since Paul is issuing a warning about the Judaizers, he continues with, Beware of those wild dogs. Beware of those evildoers. Beware.Of those who mutilate the flesh, meaning literally, beware the mutilation.
因为保罗所说的警告是针对犹大派的这些基督徒。他接下来说，应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自割礼的。
I have translated the first warning as wild dogs.
我把第一个警戒翻作野狗。
Today,We think of dogs as pets, but in Paul's days, they were filthy wild dogs, which carried rabies.
今天呢，我们往往是把狗当作宠物，但是在保罗的时代，狗却是指的是在街上到处乱跑，可以传播疾病的那些脏狗。
The Jews like to use the terms dogs and evil workers to insult the Gentiles.
犹太人喜欢用狗或者作恶者来侮辱那些外邦人。
Paul terms the same insults against the Judaizers.
这里呢，保罗又把同样的词用在这些人身上。
He also refers to their insistence on circumcision as a form of mutilation.A pagan act which is condemned in the Old Testament.
他也把他们坚持行割礼当作一种妄自割礼，这是旧约圣经所咒诅的一种异教的行为。
Anyone with a physical defect was not holy enough to become a priest.
任何身体有残疾的是不够圣洁，他们不能做祭师。
The word for circumcision in Greek is peritome, which means to cut around.
这个叫 circumcision 是割礼的意思，是环切。
But Paul uses the term katatome, which means cutting to pieces or mutilation.
这里保罗用的希腊词 katatome 意思是切成碎片。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 12, Paul goes even further when he writes, I wish that those who are troubling you would castrate themselves.
在加拉太书第五章十二节，保罗甚至说，恨不得那搅乱你们的把自己割绝了。
What he is saying is that since these troublemakers like cutting so much, they should go all the way and castrate themselves.
他在说，既然这些捣乱的人他们那么喜欢割，那就让他们彻底割掉罢了。
Paul's letters were read out loud, and the Judaizers would be in the audience and listen to Paul insulting them publicly.
保罗的信都要在公众的面前宣读，而那些犹大派也应当是在听众中听到保罗公开的羞辱他们。
Also, Paul begins each noun with the letter K, and this repetition will catch the attention of the congregation.
并且呢，保罗用的每一个词都是以 K 打起头的，这样的排比句实在是令人注目。Okay.
Then Paul makes this statement: "We and only we are the circumcision."
然后保罗说：“我们只有我们才是受割礼的。”
The Greek is very emphatic.
希腊文是强重点强调。
Some translations try to capture the meaning of the Greek by writing, "We are the true circumcision."
因此，有一些的翻译译作“我们才是真受割礼的”。
But Paul is saying that only Christians have the real circumcision, because only they worship God by the Spirit of God.
但这里保罗并非说基督徒受割礼，因为基督徒乃是在圣灵中敬拜上帝。
Finally, Paul ends his introduction with, "We are boasting in Christ Jesus, and not placing any confidence in the flesh."
最后保罗用我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不靠着肉体来结束他的开场白。
The Judaizers were boasting about all the advantages of becoming a Jew.
犹大派夸口他们犹太人的身份优势。
Paul claims that they were putting their trust, their faith in their weak bodies.
保罗称他们的信心乃在他们肉体的软弱上。
And then Paul says that he could outdo these Judaizers in boasting about the advantages of being a Jew.
然后保罗说，如果夸口犹太人的身份，他比犹大派诸人有更可夸口之处。
Most of these Judaizers were Gentile converts to Judaism.
因为这些犹大派的人都是从外邦人归化为犹太教的。
But Paul was born a Jew.
而保罗生而为希伯来人。
Paul also boasts as a fool in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 16 to chapter 12 verse 13.
在哥林多后书11章16节到12章13节里，保罗说他可以做愚昧人一样夸口。
Paul begins his boasting with circumcision. This is the thing which the Judaizers stressed.
他先说自己受割礼的事，这是犹大派所强调的。
Paul said that he was circumcised on the eighth day, and this is what the law of Moses required.
保罗说他是第八天受的割礼，而这是律法所定规的。
The Judaizers were circumcised much later.
而犹大派的人，他们受割礼的时间却晚得很。
And then most translations translate the next phrase as a member of the people of Israel.
而多数把接下来的一句话译作以色列民中的一员。
But Paul wrote, originating from the race of Israel.
保罗这里所说的是源于以色列族。
He was an Israelite. By birth,
他生而为希伯来人。
Any Greek convert can be a member of the people of Israel.
而任何归化的希腊人，他们都可以称为以色列人。
But they can never be Israelites by race.
但他们却永远不是以色列族。
And Paul could also trace his descent to one of the original 12 tribes.Something that even most Jews could not do then.
而保罗他也可以追溯他的家谱到便雅悯支派，而多数的犹太人却不能够。
He said that he was a Hebrew. The Hebrews were very religious Jews who kept their heritage even while they were living among Gentiles.
希伯来人是非常虔诚的犹太人。甚至他们居住在外邦人中间的时候，仍然保留他们的族谱。
In Acts chapter 23 verse 6, Paul said, I'm a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees, which means that he came from a Pharisaic family.
在使徒行传23章第6节，保罗说，他是法利赛人，是法利赛人的儿子，强调他来自法利赛人的家庭。
Paul was very proud of his Pharisaic heritage.
保罗为他法利赛人的血统而夸口。
The Pharisees were the most religious Jews.
因为法利赛人是最虔诚的犹太人。
Paul was also very zealous.
保罗他也非常的狂热。
Finally, Paul boasts, As for righteousness under the law is concerned, I was blameless.
最后保罗开口说，就律法上的义说，我是无可指摘的。
Most Protestant scholars have cringed at this statement because they believe that nobody can be blameless.
许多的学者对这句话持保留的态度，因为没有人是无可指摘的。
Some have even suggested that Paul was being sarcastic.
有人甚至建议说，保罗这里是用反讽的说法。
The NIV, the translation that most of us use, writes, as for legalistic righteousness.
我们常用的 NIV 的版本在这里译作就律法的义说。
But this is a mistaken Protestant translation.
这是一个译法上的错误。
Paul is not caricaturing his previous life as a religion of legalism.
保罗并没有把他从前的生命看作律法主义的宗教。
On the contrary, he is listing it among the privileges, the assets that he once possessed.
而是列作他曾经拥有的这些先天的优势。
Paul is not Martin Luther. Martin Luther thought that the law was legalistic.
保罗不是马丁路德，马丁路德认为这里的律法是律法主义。
Paul is boasting that he was righteous as far as the law of Moses is concerned.
这里保罗夸口的是就律法本身而言它是公义的。
Paul then starts a new section with these very things which I once regarded as gain for me I have now continued to regard these same things as a loss for the sake of gaining Christ
接下来保罗转话题只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Notice that Paul speaks of many gains, but only one loss.
注意这里保罗说的有益用的是复数而有损是单数。
As a Pharisee, he had carefully counted all his gains because he felt that they were spiritually important.
作为法利赛人他曾经仔细地数算过这些益处因为他觉得这些对属灵非常重要。
Paul believed that these gains or privileges were real blessings from God.
保罗相信这些益处是从神而来的真正的祝福。
But then he met Christ.
但是这个时候他遇到了基督。
Now all of Paul's former prophets are now collectively a loss because of his ultimate gain, which is Christ himself.
忽然之间，他从前所有的得益，与他最高的收获耶稣相比，变成一个巨大的失。
While he cannot renounce, and nor does he wish to, who was given to him by birth, circumcision, be a member of Israel's race,of the tribe of Benjamin, born of true Hebrew stock, he does renounce them as ground for boasting, along with his achievements that expressed his zeal for the law.
尽管他无法拒绝、放弃他这些与生俱来的这一切，比如割礼，然后作为以色列族的一人，然后但是呢他现在却可以放弃这一切作为他夸口的资本。
He was willing to do this because he experienced Christ, who was of the supreme value.
他之所以可以拒绝夸口，因为他经历了基督，而基督才是超然价值的所在。
Jesus once said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding the one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it."
在马太福音十三章四十五节、四十六节这里，主耶稣讲了这样一个故事：天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子。就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
This is a very good comment on Paul, what Paul is saying here.
这个故事可以作为保罗这里的一个很好的注解。
All of Paul's gains were valuable, but in comparison with the supreme value of knowing Christ Jesus,Their value pales in comparison.
所以保罗曾经拥有的那些价值与认识主耶稣的超价值相比不值一文。
I have translated the term to know as to experience.
我把 to know, 知道翻译作 to experience, 经历。
In the Bible, the word know does not mean knowledge about facts.
因为在圣经里面知道不是说关于一些事实的不是说一些关于事实的知识。
It involves a very personal relationship.
而都包含了个人的关系。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 tells us that after Adam knew Eve, she became pregnant and gave birth to a child.Cain.
比如说在创世纪第四章第一节 那里说，亚当，New Eve 说亚当认，说亚当知道夏娃，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。
When Adam knew Eve, it means that he had sexual relationships with her.
当亚当认识夏娃，他们就发生了关系。
Here, however, Paul is speaking about knowing Christ Jesus, his Lord.
但在这里，保罗说的是认识耶稣基督为他的主。
This phrase immediately reminds us of the passage in the preceding chapter in which Paul describes how Christ Jesus acted in such a way that he was acknowledged as the universal Lord.
在前一章里面，保罗讲到耶稣基督是万有的主。
The Christ whom Paul desires to know is the Christ who emptied himself and was obedient even to the point of death.
保罗所要认识的这位基督是那位倒空自己、顺服以至于死的基督。
To know Christ is to be like him.
认识基督就是学他的样式。
Finally, what it means to know Christ Jesus is spelled out in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 15.
在腓立比书第二章1到15节，准确地描述了什么是认识耶稣基督。
Just as Christ considered that the privileges that belong to equality with God as something that he should not exploit, and therefore he abandoned them. So now also Paul abandoned all his privileges that, as a Jew, because he does not consider them of value in comparison with experiencing Christ.
正像基督本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。因此保罗也丢弃了他作为犹太人所拥有的，因为他看这一切与认识基督相比没有任何价值。
And then Paul writes, It is because of Christ that I have suffered the loss of all things, yet all things confiscated.
然后保罗说，我为他已丢弃万事。
After Paul became a Christian,He lost all the power, the authority, and the respect he once enjoyed as a Pharisee.
当保罗成为基督徒以后，他失去了他作为法利赛人所曾经拥有的权力和地位。
He may even have been disowned by his own family, which is a horrible thing in a society that values family ties so highly.
他甚至可能因此被他的家庭所摒弃，而这对于一个注重家族关系的社会实在是一件极惨的事。
Even in China, being disowned by your own family is a bad thing.
这就像是在中国被家庭拒绝一样。
Although it must have hurt, Paul really does not mind.
尽管非常的受伤，但保罗似乎并不介意。
Indeed, I now regard them to be no better than done, in order that I might gain Christ.
他写道，我把万事当作粪土，为要得着基督。
Paul uses the term regard 3 times in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8.
在第三章七节到第八节这里，保罗用了三次 regard 这个词。
This should remind us of the previous chapter, where Paul appeals to the Philippians to regard others better than themselves.
在前一章里面，保罗请求腓立比人看别人比自己强，也用了 regard 这个词。
Also,He made a statement that Christ did not regard equality with God as something to be taken advantage of.
然后再讲到基督不以自己与神同等，又用了 regard.
The verbal echo is significant between the hymn in Philippians 2 and Paul's attitude here.
Regard 这个词的多次使用非常有深意。
He now regards his former gains as to be worthless as done.
现在保罗把他从前看为有益的全都看作如粪土。
Modern translators use terms such as garbage and trash rather than the modern equivalent of done.
当代的翻译把 done 译作垃圾。幸运的是在中国的翻译在中文的翻译里用了 done 的本意就是粪土。
As he said, fortunately the Chinese Bible follows the original translation of 1611.
他说我们在那个中文的圣经的翻译和那个当的希腊文的翻译是一致的。
Then Paul writes, I want to be completely united with Christ, not having a righteousness of my own, which originated from the law.
接着保罗说，并且得以在他里面不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
On the contrary, I want a righteousness by means of the faithfulness of Christ, the righteousness which originates from God, a righteousness which is received on the basis of faith.
乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
If you look at the footnote of my translation for this verse, you will notice how carefully Paul has organized his statement.
如果你注意看我的翻译的注解，你会发现保罗他是如何仔细的组织他的论述。
Paul wants to enjoy a close communion.With God.
保罗愿与神有亲密的联合。
However, he knows that he cannot have this communion if he depends on his own righteousness.
他晓得靠自己因靠自己的义无法与神联合。
This righteousness originated from the law of Moses.
这个义是靠从摩西来的律法而得的义。
He has his own righteousness because he was blameless under the law.
因为在律法下无可指摘。
But he also realizes that this righteousness would not allow him to have the close communion with Christ.Which he desires.
但是他知道这义无法得到他所切慕的与基督的联合。
He needs the righteousness which originates from God and is dependent on the faithfulness of Christ.
他需要的是从神而来的信基督的义。
In Greek, the term faith of Christ.Can mean either our faith in Christ, where Christ is the object of our faith, or it can mean Christ's own faithfulness, where Christ is the subject of faithfulness.
在希腊文中 faith of Christ, 既可以指对基督的信心，在这里基督是作为信心的对象，也可以指基督的信实。基督是信心的主体。
Also, the Greek word for faith can also mean faithfulness or trustworthiness or obedience.
并且希腊文的信 faith 也可以指信实、可信赖的或者顺从。
Since the time of Martin Luther, the term faith of Christ has been interpreted as Faith in Christ.
从马丁路德开始 faith of Christ 这个词常被译作对基督的信心。
But for the past 30 years, Bible scholars have been reconsidering the interpretation of this term, faith of Christ.
在过去30年间，圣经学者开始重新思考，这个 the faith of Christ 的这个词的翻译。
Today, the majority of scholars in the United States now believe that the faith of Christ refers to the righteousness which was achieved by the faithfulness or the obedience of Jesus Christ.
现在多数的美国学者相信the faith of Christ 是指的是因基督耶稣的信实或者顺服而产生的义。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, Paul reminds us that Christ Jesus was obedient to God, even to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
在腓立比书第二章第九节，保罗提醒我们，基督耶稣存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
One argument is that whenever faith is followed by a person, the person is always the subject of the faith of faithfulness.
其中的一个论点是这样，说信一定是随人而来的，人总是信心或者信实的主体。
For example, no one would ever say that the love of God in the New Testament means our love for God.
比如说，没有人会说 the love of God 在新约里指的是我们对神的爱。
It always means God's love for us. God is the subject of the love.
而一定会说是神对我们的爱，这是神，这里神是爱的主体。
Also, there are some important passages in Ephesians.
在以弗所说也有一些重要的相关的信息。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15, Paul literally writes, "The faith of Christ Jesus of the Lord Jesus."
在以弗所书第一章十五节，保罗写信从主耶稣。
So Paul can use the noun faith to write the faith in the Lord Jesus. He doesn't have to write.The faith of the Lord Jesus.
保罗用的名词 faith, 写作 faith in the Lord Jesus. 他不必写作 the faith of the Lord Jesus.
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 12, Paul writes, by means of the faith of him, of Christ.
在以弗所书三章十二节，保罗写By means of the faith of him.
Grammatically, when you have the definite article, the word the, you cannot translate it as by means of faith in Christ.
语法上说，当你用定冠词 the, 你不能译作 by means of faith in him.
However, most translations do translate it this way.
但这恰是多数翻译的译法。
The translators of New Revised Standard Version, however, realized that grammatically they were wrong. So they put in the footnote, or the faith of Christ.
New Revised Standard Version 的译者，他们发现了他们在语法上的错误，所以他们加上了这样的注解。The faith of Jesus.
The idea of having faith in Christ is found in the New Testament, but it is expressed by the verb rather than the noun.
信从基督的说法出现在新约圣经，但用的是动词而不是名词。
An example is Ephesians 1:13, having believed in Christ. And this is the literal translation.
在以弗所书第一章十三节 having believed in whom.
That's a literal translation.
哦，这是那个原本的翻译。
And also at the end of Philippians chapter 3 verse 9, Paul clearly writes that the righteousness which originates from God is received by faith.
另一处是在腓立比书三章九节的结尾，明白地说到，从神而来的义是 is received by faith.
So if the faith of Christ also means received by faith, then Paul is repeating himself.
因此如果the faith of Christ 指的是 received by faith, 那么保罗在这里是在重复自己说过的话。
In Galatians and Romans, there are also statements that says that this faithfulness of Christ has to be received by faith.
在加拉太书和罗马书也有同样的说法， Faithfulness of Christ 是从信心领受。
So there is no denial of the importance of faith receiving the righteousness of God.
所以并没有否认信心在领受神公义上这件事情的重要性。
Also the translation, the faithfulness of Christ,affirms that the object of our faith, Christ, He is reliable and worthy of such faith.
并且 the faithfulness of Christ 的翻译肯定了我们信心的对象是可靠的，是值得信赖的。
Actually, this concept is very important for our faith.
事实上，这个概念对我们的信心非常重要。
We are righteous.In the sight of God, because we share in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who was faithful and obedient to God.
我们在神的眼里被看作义，是因为我们分享了耶稣基督的公义，因为他的信和对神的顺服。
In the New Testament and in church history, Jesus Christ is known as the righteous one.
在新约和教会历史中，耶稣基督是那位义者。
In traditional theology, we were taught that God gave us His righteousness, but that is impossible.
在传统神学里面，我们被教导说，神把他的义给了我们，这是不可能的。
God's righteousness is a divine righteousness.
神的公义是神圣的公义。
God is righteous, or He is just as a judge.
神像审判官一样公义。
A judge is righteous or just if he judges fairly.
一个法官如果公正的审判，他就是公义。
And this is not the righteousness we need.
而这不是我们所需要的义。
We need.The righteousness of Jesus Christ, which he earned by being faithful and obedient to God.
我们需要基督耶稣的义，这义是他因在神面前的信心和顺服所获得的。
We need Jesus Christ, human righteousness.
我们需要的是耶稣基督人子的义。
Paul then continues with words, My main goal then is to experience Christ, which means to experience the power of His resurrection, and what it means to actively share in His suffering, by being continually transformed to conform to the pattern of His death.In the certain hope that somehow I may attain the goal of the righteousness from the dead.
接着保罗写道， 使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
By experiencing Christ, Paul means to experience the power of Christ's resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering.
当保罗说经历耶基督，保罗指的是经历基督复活的能力和与他的受苦有份。
Notice that Paul mentions the resurrection first.
注意保罗先提到了复活。
For Christians living after Easter, the resurrection is therefore both the first word and the last word, the beginning and the end of our faith.
在复活节之后，对于基督徒，复活是我们的第一个也是最后一个用词，是我们信心的起点，也是我们信心的终点。
The fellowship of sharing in Christ's suffering is always in the light of Christ's triumphant victory and our common glorious future.
与他一同受苦总是在基督的得胜和我们将来的荣耀的背景之下的。
In Paul's letters, it is clear that all that is accomplished in Christ is done through the power of God.
在保罗书信中明白地讲到，基督里所成就的一切是因为神的大能。
The raising of Christ from the dead is the ultimate and the most important demonstration of that power, which makes Christ himself the revelation of God's power.
而基督的复活是神能力最高的彰显，而基督自己也因此成为神能力的发表。
Paul's desire is to personally experience the power of God that was shown in Christ's resurrection.
保罗渴望亲身经历神在基督复活上所显明的能力。
He wants to share in Christ's death and resurrection by virtue of being united into Christ's body. And this is typically a Pauline thought.
与基督联合，与基督同死同活，在保罗神学里是显著的思想。
Paul's entrance into sharing in the resurrection is through suffering, but not just for its own sake, but after the example of Christ. He says, by becoming continually like him in his death.
保罗进入复活的途径是通过与基督一同受苦，效法他的死。
The suffering whereby he lost everything is already part of that dying, as his present suffering in prison.
他丢弃万事所受的苦，他写信时在狱中所受的苦，已经是他受死的一部分。
Notice that verses 10 and 11 form an inclusion in which the two outer terms are the resurrection and the inner terms are suffering and death.
注意在十节到十一节这里有一个特别的语句结构，在外面的两个用词是复活，而里面的两个用词是受苦和死。
So that when the two verses are taken together as the conclusion of a very long sentence that began in verse 8, the order of this concluding part of the sentence is really resurrection, suffering, death, resurrection.
这两节经文是从第八节开始的一个长句的结论部分，而这个结论部分的语句结构恰恰是复活、受苦、死亡、复活。
Thus suffering and death are enfolded within the grounding mystery of the resurrection of Christ.
这样受苦和死亡就被包括在基督死里复活的奥秘里。
Final resurrection is the destiny of all Christians.
这最终的复活是所有基督徒的结局和盼望。
Conformity to Christ is a key idea in this passage.
效法基督是这信息的核心。
We must conform to Christ's suffering and death in order to be conformed to his resurrection.
要与基督在复活上有份，必先要与他在受苦和受死上有份。
In verses 12 and 13, Paul reminds his readers that he has not yet attained his goal.
在十二节和十三节，保罗说，他仍然未达到他的目标。
But in verse 13, he says, I do concentrate on just this one thing.
但在十三节，他说，我只有一件事。
I keep paying no attention to what happened in the past. And on the other hand, I keep straining forward towards those things that lie ahead.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
I'm continuing to pursue the goal in order to win the prize promised by the heavenly calling of God in Christ Jesus.
我要得神在基督里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Paul here compares himself to a person in a race who cannot look back if he wants to win the prize that God has prepared for him.
这里保罗把自己比作赛跑的人，如果要得到神为他预备的奖赏，他就不能向后看。
Also, Paul uses an interesting word, which can mean either pursue or persecute. And it's the same word he used when he says that he once persecuted Christians.
并且这里保罗用了一个很有趣的词，这个词既可以做追求，也可以做追杀。这个词他曾经用来描述他曾经破坏基督徒。
So Paul is saying that he is now pursuing the goal of gaining Christ with the same zeal that he used to pursue Christians.
所以这里保罗是说，他现在是用他当年追捕迫害基督徒的热情去追求获得基督的目标。
Paul ends the discussion in verse 15 with the words, Therefore,that all of us who are spiritually mature have the same attitude.
在十五节，保罗用这样的话来结束讨论。所以我们中间凡是完全人，要有这样的心。
Paul wants the Philippians to join him in being willing to lose everything in order to gain Christ.
保罗要腓立比人加入他，愿意为获得基督而失去所有。
In order to encourage the Philippians to be willing to give up everything for the sake of gaining Christ, Paul reminds them in chapter 3, verse 20, that we Christians are citizens of heaven.
为了鼓励腓立比人为获得基督的缘故而放弃一切。保罗在二十节提醒众人，基督徒是天上的国民。
And to further encourage Christians to follow his example, Paul reminds them that all of us are eagerly waiting for a Savior from heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ, to save us.
并且进一步的鼓励基督徒学自己的样子。保罗提醒他们，我们都是在等候救主，就是主基督耶稣从天上降临。
As citizens of heaven, Paul is telling Christians that we are only sojourners on this world, in this world.
作为天上的国民，保罗这里告诉基督徒，我们在这世上只是客旅。
Our hope and our future.It's not in this world, but in heaven.
我们的盼望和未来不在这个世界，乃是在天上。
What is really important in our lives is not our material possessions, but our promise, the promise of our salvation, by our active sharing in the righteousness of Christ Jesus, which is ours through our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们生命中真正重要的不是拥有的物质，而是在我们救恩的应许上，让我们因信靠耶稣而在他的公义上有份。
In comparison with the salvation that is ours in Jesus Christ, everything else is worthless.
与我们在耶稣基督里的拯救相比，其他一切都是没有价值的。
There's a famous painting that illustrates this verse. Oh, sorry. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Christ offers this famous promise. Here I am. I stand at a door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
在启示录第三章二十节，基督应许说，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我就要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
There's a famous painting that illustrates this verse.
有一幅非常著名的油画描述了这一节经文。
Jesus is standing outside the door, which is overgrown with ivy and weeds, and there is no knocker or handle on the outside.
耶稣站在门外，而门上爬满了藤和草，在门外没有开门的把手。
He is waiting, having knocked, to enter.
他叩门，等着进去。
The original painting is in St. Paul's Cathedral in London, and it is called The Light of the World.
原画放在伦敦的圣保罗天主教堂，名叫世界之光。
No reproduction can ever do it justice.
没有其他人的复制品能够做到这样的结果。
Because St. Paul's Cathedral is in the heart of London, at a juncture of many different roads, the years and the dust made this painting lose its color.
因为圣保罗的教堂是在伦敦的市中心，在很多路的交口上，时间和灰尘让油画失去了它起初的颜色。
About 30 years ago, it was sent out to be cleaned.
大约30年前，这幅画被送去清洗。
When the men who were to do this job took the picture out of its frame, they saw words in writing that no man was ever intended to read.
当清洗的人把画拿出画框的时候，他们发现从没有人注意过的一行字。
They were written by the artist, and this is what he wrote.
这行字是画家所写的。
He writes, "Forgive me, Lord Jesus, that I kept you waiting for so long."
他说，赦免我，主耶稣，我让你在门外等了这样久。
He had known about Jesus and God's gift of salvation, but was evidently a long, long time before he responded to the invitation of the Lord.
他一定听到过耶稣和神的救恩，但很明显，很久的很久的时间以后，他才对耶稣的邀请做出了回应。
But in the end, he did accept.And by his picture, he sent the message to unknown thousands who have gazed upon it.
但最终他做出了回应，他用他的画向无数看画的人发出了他的信息。
Maybe we all need to pray that prayer.
也许我们都应该做同样的一个祷告。
Let's all be humble enough to do it and to receive the indescribable blessings of the friendship of Christ and the power of the resurrection.
让我们都能谦卑在神的面前这样的祷告，来接受基督奇妙的恩典和他复活的大能。
Amen.